Harvesting two crops, electricity and hay, or potatoes, or wheat. Just add the electricity and you got two crops. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. William Kanitz is the owner and consultant of a website, et-sun.com. He claims that it's very viable to do ag production, as in row crops or whatever, between rows of solar panels.
It's easy to raise crops this day and age because we have GPS on our farm tractors hooked up to implements, and so spacing is not a problem anymore. Some guys, you can see YouTube videos of guys driving across the field and they're just sitting in the seat and the steering wheel is doing its own steering. Of course, that's technology, and we're in the 21st century here with technology and farming. In this particular case, it's easy to raise crops with solar panels now for farmers on farm operations. The panels are put in with GPS in a row that's only 8 inches wide. Then the tractor, they can spray, they can farm, they can harvest. They can cultivate and don't have to worry about knocking their panels down.
So you have rows and rows of vertical solar panels spaced in between your rows and rows of crops, and you can easily manipulate your farm equipment in between the panels. Kind of a solar win-win situation with lots of government subsidies. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.